that we need to talk about bridge today, and the South Australian Bridge Association is one of the largest bridge clubs in Australia. They have over 850 members, and the club is open 6 days and five nights a week, so there's a hell of a lot of people out there playing bridge. They have weekly attendance figures over 1,000 people a week, and they also have a bridge education and development committee and a full-time bridge teacher on staff. So you can go in and they can teach you how to play bridge. And he joins me now. We've got David Lusk from the club and Gary Deacon, who's the manager of the Bridge Club, joining us. Good afternoon, gents.
Hi, Mina. Hi, listeners.
I thought, and forgive me when I ask dumb questions here, but I thought it was only women that played bridge. See, this is how wrong I am.
No, well, of our 850 members, about two-thirds are women. But, yeah, a lot of men too play bridge as well.
And so what is bridge exactly?
Bridge is a very challenging card game.
Yeah.
It's a trick-taking game, so it resembles 500, whist. There's a very good game called Up and Down the River, which is a good parlour game. It resembles that. And on a very simple level, it resembles euchre, which is a game that most people have played.
And parlour games, I mean, they used to be the big thing, didn't they? I mean, we all used to have a deck of cards in our house and we could all play games. That's kind of been, sadly, a bit of a thing of the past now. You don't see terribly many families with a deck of cards, but I think there needs to be a bit of a resurgence because it's great for the brain.
Yeah, I guess computer games and more computers in general have taken over a lot of the younger people's interest, I guess.
How did you two get involved in playing bridge?
Well, my father took me aside one day when he was my brother and his mate wanted to learn to play bridge and I couldn't get out of the room fast enough.
Right.
And he said, you're the fourth, because you have to have four people to play bridge.
Okay.
And you have to play as partners.
Right.
So, of course, guess who I got to partner? My father.
Oh, so that would have been a lot of fun.
That wasn't good. This was not good. One of the things that I try to teach people when they are learning to play is to be patient with themselves, because it takes a long time to learn to play well. It's a very easy game to learn. You can learn to play in a night or two. But to learn to play it well takes a long, long time.
Is it a mathematical game? Like, does it require you to be able to add up pretty quickly?
It certainly works quite well on your arithmetic. People who learn to play bridge well do acquire excellent arithmetic skills. They need to do that.
And that's good, because I've read that, you know, as we age, we have to keep our brain as active as possible. So doing anything that keeps you dexterous with your hands and also has that eye-hand coordination, which playing cards does, is a good thing.
Yeah, there are a number of studies that have happened that are basically saying, you know, things like bridge, and it's not just bridge, you know, crosswords, or just keeping mentally active helps delay the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's, which is a good thing. So, and it's not just for the elderly either. I mean, there's studies out there that show that bridge helps the youth with their school studies. And there are some schools that actually introduce bridge into their curriculum.
Really? Is it a game of like poker? You know, is it sort of, you know, is it trickery? Is there trickery involved and sort of bluff? Because I think that I'd be crap at poker. I'd be the worst poker player in the world.
Well, I actually heard you the other day talking to Alan Peace.
Yeah, yeah.
About being able to tell when people are lying. And I'm thinking, God, I could do that with the bridge club. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
because you'd
right.
like to know when your partner or when your opponents are maybe fibbing a little bit about the ability or their strength of their hand.
And so there is a lot of that.
Yeah, there is some of that, yes, absolutely. But we might have to buy Alan's book and put
it in
the bridge club.
I think you might have to. And I mean, my friends that play bridge are older women.
Yep.
You know, what about in this bridge club? I mean, if you're getting over 1,000 people a week through your door, what is the makeup of ages?
I only took over early last year, and we did a survey pretty early on just to gauge whatever. And about over 20% of our members, so 170 members, are over 90 and still active and still playing.
Jeez.
And most members drive...
Over 90?
Most members drive themselves to the bridge club. So you've got all these people who are still very, very active. And I think something like at least 75% are over 60. So that's the makeup of that area.
Yeah.
And I mean, we also target youth. We have youth players.
Youngest players.
Would I be youth?
11.
Oh, damn it. We're I was going to say, I'll join the youth team.
You only look a little older than 11.
Yeah, we have an 11-year-old. She comes in on Saturdays with a grandfather.
That's awesome.
She told me a couple of weeks ago that her aim is to make the Australian women's team.
Wow.
And she's 11 years old, and she's fantastic.
That's awesome.
So from 11 through to mid-90s, we've got it all.
Because I've got some girlfriends, and they asked me to be the fourth, and I was going, what are you talking about? And they'd actually called you to find out about learning to play.
Okay.
And we all thought it'd be quite funny to go down once a week to the bridge club and just play bridge, yeah. You know, just one night a week. Because it's just a nice thing to do, isn't it? Just to get out of the house and to go somewhere. Because are you just in Unley there?
Yeah, you are. Just south of Greenhill Road, yeah. Off King William.
Yeah.
And a lot of the older members, I mean, you find yourself when you get that age, they're by themselves, and it really is a community. So you'll find a lot of them will get to the club an hour before the start of play. They'll get their coffee, they sit down with friends, they catch up for the week. It's a real social outing.
Yeah. And do you have, like, so you have tea and coffee there, and do you have little Arnott's biscuits in the plastic, you know, plastic wraps as well?
You've visited us, have you?
I'm just hoping that you do, because we have free tea and coffee for all of them.
Snuck in and had a look.
We have free tea and coffee, and we now have portion control biscuits that we sell for, you know, basically cost.
Yeah.
Because we used to supply biscuits, but health reasons, you can't just have open tins of biscuits.
Can't sit on your bum and just eat biscuits all day, particularly when you're 90. It's not going to be good for you. And so how could we learn? I mean, if I did just go back to my girlfriends and say, all right, I'm ready to play bridge, I'm ready to be the fourth, or if there's anyone else out there that's listening that's interested in learning to play bridge, do they just call the club? Do they have to have three other friends? Do you have to come in a fourth?
No, we take individuals for lessons, and the interesting thing is that because bridge is a partnership game, some people come in on their own and they say, oh, I haven't got a partner, is that all right? And you say, yeah, that's fine. And guess what? During the course, they meet somebody that they like to play with, they have a bit of fun playing together. When they finish the course, they keep playing together. I've had people who met at bridge lessons and are still partnering each other 15, 20 years later.
Wow, that's great,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you get a little accident here, you make friends.
Yeah.
And often your bridge partner is going to be one of your closest friends because you've got to work together and it's a partnership game.
How long does a game of bridge go for?
Well, a hand of bridge takes about 7 minutes for experts and a lot longer for beginners.
Yeah.
And over a night, our players would normally play somewhere between about 27 and 32 hands, depending on their speed.
Daily sessions basically run from 10:30 till 2, you know, during weekdays, so...
So any time between 10:30 and 2?
No, you start at 10:30.
Oh, so you have to start at a certain time.
You have to be there at 10:30 because it's what we call duplicate bridge. So everybody relies on everybody else to make up tables. So you can't just sort of wander in and say, it's 11 o'clock.
Can't you come in, play for half an hour and go home? Otherwise, that would...
Oh, okay, so you've got to stay for the whole time.
People do that online, and that's quite okay. You can play bridge online, and you can come in for three or four hands and then drop out again. That's okay.
Yeah.
But at our club, we would expect you to be there for... the 3.5 hours.
So from 10:30 to 2, Monday to
Friday.
Yeah. And then
7:30 on evenings.
And then you close at 2, and then you open again at 7:30.
Yep.
Okay, and then how long does that go for?
Same time.
Same amount of time. 7:30 to 11.
Approximately 11.
Geez, that's a bit late.
When people are learning,
particularly the 90-year-olds wouldn't be turning up then, would they?
No, not many. Not many.
You'll find that our biggest days are daytime days, are always bigger than the night time. And it's a different demographic at night as well. It's the younger people coming out at night.
And are you looking at, because, I mean, many sporting clubs and even societies, we've just seen the closure of the Renmark show this week because there doesn't appear to be a younger generation to take over from the older people who have been organising it. Is that something as a bridge club that you face that challenge too, that you have to, now that your age is tipping towards, you know, the elderly, that you have to start to look at younger people to fill the gaps?
Yeah, but... for bridge players, the younger people are the 50 and 55-year-olds.
Yeah, I know. Mons, I'm so need to join. I'll be the youngest. It'll be brilliant.
We basically find a lot of people retiring relatively early and they look to replace their work energy into something else so they learn to play bridge, and that's a very good thing to do.
Yeah.
The baby boomers are a big target at the moment, for us anyway.
Yeah.
That sort of age group.
So, look, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you've ever thought to yourself, I want to play bridge, I'm really crap at learning to play cards, you can go along and you can learn to play bridge at the South Australian Bridge Association.
We'll be very patient with you.
Will you promise?
Oh, yes.
Because I really am quite
dumb. We want you to be very patient with yourself. That's the thing.
Our next courses start early May, and if any listeners ring me tomorrow and want to book in, we'll offer them another 20% off the
normal course. Oh, cool. So you actually do a course?
Yes, it's a five-week course.
Five nights.
Oh, really?
4 days.
Yep. So we do it on Monday nights, Wednesday days, and Saturday afternoons.
Yeah.
And we do that 4 times a year.
Awesome.
So, and our next slot starts in early May. So give me a call tomorrow.
And what's the phone number?
8373
3995.
And we're on the web, of course. www.saba.asn.au.
Because they play it at the Queen Adelaide Club.
Yes.
All the time.
Well, yeah,
I
yes.
know.
The person who looks after the Queen Adelaide Club is currently at my club right now teaching some of our members
Brilliant.
Some of the newer stuff.
Yep. Brilliant. Yep. So it's just cups of tea, that's all you have, and little sandwiches.
And no, we have a hostess service, so you can order lunch while you're there.
People it's getting better.
They make fantastic sandwiches in our kitchen. It's unbelievable.
Cheap.
And they're very cheap. Yeah, and a lot of our members just... They just order their sandwich in the morning and they have a lunch break during their game.
And also, too, if you live in the City of Unley area, which is quite broad, there's actually the community bus that people can get on too. Now, the community bus, there'd be a stop near you somewhere,
there
wouldn't
is, there? But I've had a look at the community bus. The timings don't really work.
No, doesn't it?
No.
That's a bit of a bummer.
It's such a big route. But there's public transport nearby.
Yeah.
About 10% of our members catch public transport.
Or you can catch the tram up from
yep.
Glenelg or something and
yep.
get off at King William Road.
Yeah.
And just walk down.
It's only a couple of hundred metres to us.
See? There's nothing stopping you. Get involved in Bridge, everyone. 8373 3995. It's been great talking to you today. And maybe, Mons, can we just come down like once and see if we like it? Can
Absolutely.
We do that?
We'll
do people do that? Like, do people come down once and go, all right, I'll see if I like this and then...
Well, what we have as well, the class is supported by what we call supervised sections, where you can come in and play... And ask questions while you're playing.
Oh, this is so good.
We let you cheat.
Yeah.
Until you feel comfortable with playing without cheating.
Oh, no.
And that's fine, because people do need reinforcement for things. They're learning things that really are a bit alien to them, and they are a challenge. No question that learning to play this game well is a challenge. It takes time for this stuff to sort of rattle around the brain and find a place to live.
Yeah.
And that's why, in the end, our members who've learnt to do this are really very dynamic people. For elderly people, they are unbelievably
dynamic.
Oh, man,
90. Driving yourself to the Bridge Club at 90, that would just be such a great thing to strive for.
They never cease to astonish me.
No, that story astonishes me. David Lusk and Gary Deaton from the South Australian Bridge Association. Give them a call, 8373 3995, or get online, www.saba.asn.au. Lovely to meet you, gentlemen, and
Thank
I'll
you
see
much.
You down at the club.